When you look at photographs of young dancers on stage, there's an image that comes back to you again and again, one of intense concentration. You can't be halfway involved in a dance performance. Only total immersion will do. Jennifer Schwartz Bell Gray knows the value of starting dance training early. She started at 3 in Hong Kong and won a position at the Royal Ballet School in London at age 11. She teaches now at her Kauai Dance Center, which is giving a performance tonight, and she's on the phone with us. Good morning, Jennifer. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, sure. You were once a pretty small dancer yourself, weren't you?
I was, yes.
In fact, it sounds like you were tiny when you started. What was that like?
Well, I have to say I watched this brilliant production of Swan Lake when I was 3 years old
with
the Royal Ballet. And because, of course, I was living in Hong Kong at the time, they broadcast this in.
Uh-huh.
It was Natalia Makarova and Anthony Dow.
Oh, boy.
When I saw this, I was riveted and said, that's what I'm going to do.
You know, I often wonder how many dancers, either from the movie The Red Shoes or a performance of Swan Lake or Nutcracker, got started. Those three seem to have sent millions to dance, yeah?
Yes, very popular.
Well, what was it like for you? You know, it must have been exciting, but also pretty scary for a little girl.
Well, it was, I have to say, I didn't know what I was getting myself into.
Yeah.
When I was very young and watching the ballet, you don't realize how much rehearsal is needed. And I really, I loved music, and I was such so responsive to music, to the point where I really believed at that young age that everyone on stage was copying each other. I had no idea the hours and hundreds of hours of work and technique training and everything that was involved. It was really a huge learning curve.
But you know, that childlike feeling that everybody is just sort of moving spontaneously is kind of what you want to achieve, in the sense that you don't want the seams to show. You don't want to know.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
Yep, that's absolutely it. That's the business of ballet, to make it look seamless, effortless, and beautiful.
Yeah, and to sort of disguise all those hundreds of hours of work.
That's true.
But at the same time, when you're teaching kids, you've got 80 kids performing tonight.
We have 80, I would say 80 performers, right from 3 years old right through to adults. So everybody in between. We are a school that facilitates students of all ages and all abilities in classical ballet, hip-hop, contemporary, lyrical, and modern dance.
Well, and with all of those people, Jennifer, you face the thing, you know, they've all got to go through that journey that you went through, which is one of finding out, perhaps to their surprise, just how hard they're going to have to work, right?
Yes.
And how much total immersion, because it is about immersion in dance. There's no other way, right?
There's no other way.
So how do you sell that idea to, you know, a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, or you know, an adolescent? How do you get through to them that, you know, you're going to have to do a lot more work than you thought you were going to?
Well, I think it's like everything else, you know, in baby steps.
Uh-huh.
I don't think I would have wanted to know all that was before me at when I was 3. It just has to unfold naturally as it does. And
I think you're probably right about that. Mm-hmm. You don't want to say this is going to overwhelm you, because then it'll overwhelm you.
Oh, well, no one can know. And most times, you're not really sure at that age what you really want to do until you try it. So that was my journey. And, of course, there's a lot of other people who begin, and maybe they don't go all the way and do all the training, but nonetheless, they still acquire the benefits of dance, because there's so much to acquire from it.
And what are those benefits, Jennifer?
Well, for a start, it helps you to gain focus, concentration, mm-hmm. body awareness, camaraderie, learning how to work in groups,
mm-hmm.
learning how to hold yourself with poise,
yeah.
developing your confidence, your self-esteem, how you present yourself, very many of the benefits of that come through from dance.
Well, and so many performing arts skills are like that, don't you think? I mean,
absolutely.
You don't have to become a sword swallower.
No, not at all. If everyone can immerse themselves in it to whatever degree they feel. And I think that's what's so wonderful. That's why the arts need support, because there's a lot of people who would really like to do more of it, but maybe don't have the opportunity for one reason or another.
So I would figure that you tell your students at some point, do you kind of tell them, you know, you don't have to go all the way to becoming a professional dancer, but this is going to inform your life, enrich your life in ways you haven't expected. Do they sort of see that coming? Do you prepare them for that?
Yes, I do. And also, I lost my train of thought just now, but sorry, would you say that again? Because there was something really important I wanted to say, just following on what you said.
Well, just the whole idea of getting people to understand that no matter whether or not they stay with it forever, it's going to enrich their lives.
Yes, and the point is, if you're going to do it with all your heart, all your soul, and really, really enjoy the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to do it to your best of your ability.
So while you're in it, be
yes,
in it all
be
the way.
Completely present.
You know, that's a that lesson can apply to just to a great many other things, don't
yes,
you think,
exactly.
Jennifer?
Yes, exactly. That's why it's so transferable.
Well, it's I wish you all kinds of luck with your performance tonight. You've got 80 kids on stage. That's going to be pretty exciting and a logistical challenge
for
you.
I just wanted to mention, it wasn't just a children's performance, because it's really quite exceptional in the event that there's a multimedia light show, and it's
well, we'll
so
send people your way through
depth.
Our website, Jennifer. Thanks very much for talking with us. Jennifer Schwartz-Belgray is the co-founder of Kauai Dance Center, which is putting on Magic of Dance in Emotion, featuring 80 student dancers this afternoon at 5 at the War Memorial Convention Hall in Likue, and details are on our website, hpr2.org.